Alright, in today's tutorial I'm going to show you how to get stretched resolution in Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 3. It's pretty much the same exact method as it used to be in Chapter 1 when you would use stretch resolution. You can use whatever resolution you want to, but I'm pretty sure if you use it in a Fortnite held tournament you can get banned for it. In this tutorial I'm going to show you how you can set up any resolution you want to. I'll also show you how you can go back to the native resolution if you'd like to do that. How to get stretched resolution in Fortnite. To start off, you're going to go to your window search bar and type in %localapp.a%. Then scroll down till you find Fortnite game and open it. Click on the saved folder. Click on config folder. Click on Windows client folder. And before you go into game user settings, you're going to right click on it, click properties, and make sure read only is unchecked. Then when you go to open game user settings, you can click on edit, then click on replace. Then type in 1920, then you're going to replace it with whatever resolution you want to use. If you want to use a resolution that a lot of the pros are using, you can type in 1750. When you type that in, just click on replace all. Then when you scroll down, wherever you find a resolution, it should already be set to whatever resolution you put down. Once you do that, you can click on the X and click save. Then you're going to click on game users settings one more time, check the read only box and click OK or apply. Graphic card resolution setting. Now, this part is going to be different depending on what graphics cards you have. I have an AMD graphics card, but if you have an Nvidia graphics card you can still do these steps on the Nvidia control panel. You're just going to right click on the home screen. Click on AMD Radeon software or the Nvidia control panel. You're just going to go in here to display. Create a new resolution with the resolution that you want to use in Fortnite. You have to change your resolution in the resolution tab and the timing display tab, whatever refresh rate your monitor has, and then click save. Once you make your resolution, go to display options. Click on scaling mode and change it from preserve aspect ratio to a full panel. You can do all these things in a video control panel. After you do that, you can right click on your home screen and click on display settings. Then you scroll down to display resolution and click on the resolution you made. After that, you can load Fortnite and your resolution should be set. Go back to native settings. For this part, I'm just going to show you how you can go back to the native resolution if you want to. It's very simple. Right click on your home screen. Click on display settings, scroll down, change your display resolution back to 1920 by 1080. Go down to your Windows search bar, type in %localapp.a%. Go back to Fortnite game folder. Go to the saved folder. Go to config folder. Go to Windows client. You're going to right click on game user settings, go to properties, uncheck read only. Go into game user settings, go to replace. Now find the resolution you have changed before, type that in, and then for replacing it with the native resolution, for example, type in 1920 and click replace all. Then you scroll down to make sure they're all changed, go to the X, click save. Then right click on game user settings again, check read only, then click apply OK, and that's pretty much it. Now you should be back on your native resolution for Fortnite and your regular monitor screen. Like I said before, if you wanted to use the resolution that a lot of pros are using right now, wherever they use 1750 by 1080.